Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Family! I want to start the year fresh. Can't you see I want to start the year clean and fresh? Right, boys and girls, we're back. And like we always say from the jump, we just get straight into it. We pull them to the side and we just go.
Damn, bro.
You pull them to the side and we just go.
Damn,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man, just... Tah.
Oh, spitting.
Yeah, spitting.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Spit and split.
Spit and split as we do. And obviously, of course, we have the question of the week. And the question of the week was... Mum slash dad math.
All right.
You already know the trend has been going and been going and been going. We're doing the boy math, girl math, this math, that math, black
And your
math,
boys are sheep like the rest of them.
Yeah,
we're no better than the rest of them.
We are no better, but we are the best.
Facts. Yeah. Come on. Doesn't make sense. When you say it with chest, it doesn't matter. There's a need to make sense.
Doesn't make sense, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
Come on.
Cool. Cool.
Right. Mum, dad math. Mum math is calling me into her room to get the remote 6 inches away from her hand.
I've never been treated like that, but yeah, I bet.
I have.
That's a piss take.
I have. It's facts. It's always the marges.
Yeah.
My pops will get up. What my pops will do, if he knows he can't be bothered to get up and change the channel, he's just falling asleep where he is.
Yeah.
The TV's on and he's falling asleep where he is.
Bro.
My mum will call me.
Yeah, and she won't tell you what's going on either.
Facts.
She'll just say Fuhad and let the air
and
sit.
And let the air, just let it sit. I'll be like, mum?
Yeah.
Mum? Yeah. Nothing.
Bro.
Until she starts hearing me walking and saying mum, then she'll be like, oh, come and get this thing for me. Because she knows I'll screw. She knows I'll screw. It's jarring.
Oh, my days.
Dad math is driving 5 miles out of town because the petrol is 3 pence cheaper.
Damn.
That's backwards math.
Yeah, that's hella backwards.
Backwards math. Mum math is getting you to sleep early 2 weeks before school starts to get into a routine.
Oh, that's going to be facts.
I knew it would.
That's going to be facts, bro.
I knew it
that's
would.
That's so facts.
Yeah, it is. And that's obviously mum math.
Oh, you need the routine. School starts in 2 weeks.
Bro,
get out of my face.
It's 8 p.m. and the sun's out.
Yeah, it's out. And I can still hear the hoses spraying.
I can hear the pitter-patter of everything
I'm
else.
Giggling.
Oh, the hose is still spraying. Yeah, man. It's still spring. Allow it, man.
Oh, God.
God. Giving you trauma as a kid, but then denying it all when you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Preach. Dad math is them saying, are you going to challenge me when you prove them wrong?
Oh, my God.
I can hear it in a Nigerian English accent so well.
Swear.
Are you going to challenge me?
Oh, no. I've never had that confrontation in my life.
Are you going to challenge me? You're just a ute, you know? Just speaking facts.
Yeah.
You asked me a question.
Yeah.
I answered.
Bro.
And the response is, are you going to challenge me?
Yeah, this isn't the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
I'm not challenging anyone.
Right, I'm just speaking, Dad. Allow me.
Challenge me. Wow, there's so much...
Authority in that word,
challenge.
Yeah, facts.
Are you ready to take over? Because here I am.
Facts!
Are you ready to take over?
Are you ready to start paying bills? That's clearly what he's asking.
Bro, no. That's scary.
Mum math is grabbing her hand when she tries to hit you, equals you are trying to kill her.
Yeah.
Facts.
Fact. Yeah,
when
yeah.
you try and dodge,
yeah.
And she starts like, bro.
You dodge that punch, she falls to the floor.
Say, he hit me.
He hit me.
Mum, stop all these lies. Stop all these lies before Dad gets home.
Bro, he'll murk me.
Stop it.
That's crazy.
Mum math is coming home from work and getting angry at your children relaxing. James, I don't think you man understand how blissful my life was between like 3 and 6 every day. When I got back home from school, Dragon Ball Z, a bit of Trouble TV, a bit of Nickelodeon.
Trouble?
6 o'clock, I'd hear my pops or my mum's car door slam.
Livid.
And the PTSD will start flowing. Yeah,
livid, bro. I remember
the anxiety and even if I've done nothing or I've done everything I need to do before they get in, I'm still like, fuck, playtime's over.
Bro.
Playtime's over.
I remember coming home and thinking, because I used to mitigate that by always being out.
Okay.
And I used to come home at my curfew.
Yeah.
And when I opened that door, bro, I used to have to play my steps perfect.
When I
open that door, I have to say hello to everyone.
Yeah.
Bro, if I made it from the door to the kitchen without announcing myself and saying hello, beef, bro.
That's, yeah, it's stupid, man. Just come on, let us live as kids, as children,
being vexed, your child. Being vexed at your kids for relaxing is crazy.
Bro.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Facts.
Saturday morning.
Facts.
Bro, Saturday morning, if the washing up wasn't done from the night before.
Brother.
Arms.
There's one on here, facts. Actually, there's literally one on here. I'll go to that one right now. Mum math, is it being 9 a.m. on a Saturday and her screaming, are you going to sleep all day?
Yeah.
Are you going to sleep all day?
Bro.
Big man, it's a weekend.
Yeah.
And it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, let me sleep.
Let me sleep, bro.
Are you going to sleep all day? Is right.
Bro,
it's the most jarring thing.
I know it's chore day, but relax. Yeah. The chores aren't going anywhere.
Oh, bro, the sound of that Hoover on a Saturday waking me up, the most jarring thing possible.
I remember my mum used to do this. I've said this on the pod before. My mum used to do this all the time. This is when I was still working at Grill on the Market. And obviously, I knew I was livid every day because I worked the longest shifts out of everyone in my family.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just let me rest, bro. I've got a 12-hour shift tomorrow. Let me rest.
Yeah.
Every morning before my mum would leave to work, she would wake me up. Bear in mind, I probably had about 5 hours, 6 hours sleep at this point.
She would
wake me up, tell me the chores to do, not to forget, and then leave. I was like, you know I have a phone. Fucking just text me.
Literally text me. Put a sign on the fridge.
All the time. Stop waking me up. Please text me. And she gets mad at me for me having an attitude at her.
Yeah, of course.
You're putting me in this position. You're putting me in this position. I'm trying to be fresh for work.
Bro,
you're fucking talking about do the dishes. Text me. It's so frustrating.
Bro, 100.
Oh, I remember like it was yesterday, bro. Every week without fail.
Mums
know what they're doing. I don't know why they do it.
Of course they do, bro.
It's their little entertainment.
It's almost jarring.
It's their little entertainment before they scurry off to make some money. It's the only pleasantries they've got.
Darren, it's actually getting me vexed. It's not a funny thread. It's just a PTSD thread.
It is a PTSD. It's a trauma thread.
Oh, God.
Mum math is them asking you if you know your schoolwork like you know those songs. Yeah, I remember that.
I've never had that one.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know your schoolwork like you know those songs?
Yeah. This primary school, early secondary school days.
Yeah.
All you knew was music.
Oh,
yeah.
Why are you not allowed to just enjoy
family
stuff?
Parents don't want their kids to have fun.
No, they don't.
Period.
No, they don't.
The thing is, like, as an adult now, we're all 32, you're Prophet Melis, right? We're deep in how hard life is, but how stressful days can actually be.
Yeah.
And I can imagine us now going back to yard and just seeing kids just spread out. My day's been...
I'm smacking everyone.
I'm smacking all three of you in a row, lined up so I can clatter you as an ETC, like ta-ta-ta. I don't want to wave my hand more than once.
ETC!
Because I can't come home from a long day and see you, man, running around
having fun. I've just done a three-hour commute.
I've done a three-hour commute.
Why are you laughing?
Fat.
Why are you laughing?
Sit down sharp. I'm hungry.
Fuck you laughing at?
No one made me food, nah. I'm the breadwinner and there's no food on the table.
There's no fucking bread.
So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Do you see what I'm saying? But as a child, allow me.
Yeah. And then ask for this life.
Facts.
And then asked to be born, bro.
Oh.
Bro, I remember the one smackable offense all the time when I lost my temper as a kid.
Yeah.
Whenever my mom was like, oh, you have no respect. Da, 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 da. I gave birth to you and I've raised you. Da, 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 da. Yeah. I used to say, that's the law.
Yeah, facts.
It's the law. So rubbing that in my face.
I would never say that, but facts.
Bro, I still had twice. Wow.
I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I was dodging. I said it twice in my life, I was dodging, bro. Oh my days.
I wouldn't be here. Wow.
I remember saying, bro, you're moving like I asked to be born.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's the law to take care of me. Don't use that as the bare minimum.
Oh, God.
Oh, bro, it used to get crazy. Oh, but yeah, Jesus. The fun aspect is mad.
It is. You see what I'm saying, though?
It's mad. I remember one time I asked my mum if on one summer's day, I asked my mum, can we go have a water fight?
Yeah.
Me and my brother. Yeah. She said, yeah, do your thing.
Yeah.
She cussed us for coming in wet. She lost her shit. She was like, look who.
What did she think a water fight is?
I was like, it's a water fight. It's a fucking water fight, yeah. Bro. And she was like, you're taking a piss. Look, you're fucking close. You're soaking up the thing. I was like, what? I don't understand. I can't win. And she can't win. She wanted us to do water fight and miss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every dodge, yeah, everything.
Play water. Yeah. Just water the flowers.
Oh, God.
Oh, bro, jarring.
Very much so. All right, mum, dad math. Dad math. This has happened to me so many times.
Yeah, good.
Dad math is make you fetch the belt for your own beating.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Fuck! My pops would just say, go and pick a belt.
Pick a belt?
Go pick a... Bro, you start doing mathematics.
You're not allowed to pick the skinny
one. Nah.
Then he's like, yeah?
Yeah. And he will lick my skin off. The skinny ones will lick my skin off.
Go and pick a belt.
Oh,
food
my
hat?
Days, bro.
Nah, I'm sorry, bro. No.
That's fair.
Go and pick a belt.
Fair.
I'm leaving. I'm running away, bro.
But you're not, because when you're back, it's even... I've told you, man, the story. I've tried to run away before. I didn't make it far. I made it to school and back. They beat me. You, man. They beat me. Fuck.
Oh, bro. No. The mad thing about the difference between your parents and my parents, yeah. If I tried to run away, there would be no beatings ensued.
Okay.
The level of pure victim that my mum would play in those moments.
Swear.
Bro. I'll never hear the end of it.
Oh, swear.
I'll never hear the end of it. She'll run to her room like I beat her. She'll run to him, slam the door, and cry so loudly. And ask God why.
Nah, bro. Stop all of that. I'm leaving because of you.
What did I do for this level of disrespect?
Oh my God.
This level of disdain.
That's joke.
What did I do? Bro, it's jarring. I would have been guilt tripped for 4 weeks.
Damn. Yeah, I would have been beat that first day and being bruised for 4 weeks. My days.
I tried to run away before.
It just didn't work, bro. I don't even know what prompted me to do it.
I'm picking belts is what prompted you to
probably,
do it.
Probably, but I don't know what I thought I was going to achieve out of it. Do you see what I'm saying?
You're a child, bro. You're not supposed to know.
It was bonkers to me. I was in primary school.
I remember I was one point, this is so dramatic. I was so over this curfew bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm so over the bullying.
Yeah.
And the teasing.
Yeah.
I started looking at holes in bushes.
For
as
what?
You're just walking down like a cycle path, you'll see like a little, just like a little crawl space in a bush. And you think, I could rather just live there. I could live there. No one's going to fire me, bro. And it looks kind of cozy.
Wow.
Then I can stay out as long as I want.
Wow.
Bro, obviously I'm talking about you.
Yeah, of course, clearly,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, and I used to look at like homeless people and I was thinking, it doesn't look that bad.
You might go cushy.
Yeah, it looks cozy as fuck. What do you mean you got two sleeping bags? That's crazy, bro.
Oh,
two sleeping bags and your hat's full of coins.
Oh.
I've not seen money like that. You seem to be doing just fine.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. But that picker belt thing's crazy.
Brother, yeah. Fetch your weapon. Right. Mum math is make you clean the entire house for guests that aren't going to leave the living room. Fucking...
Bro.
Facts.
Bro, when telling me to clean my room because her friend's coming over is the most nuts thing ever.
The most nuts thing for me, my mum would say, why haven't you changed my bed sheets? It's New Year's Eve.
Stop.
She said, "Stop! You need to start the year sentence. Fresh.
That's not...
Why haven't you changed my bed sheets?"
That's not a sentence a human being has said.
I'm telling you, Nigerians get away with murder. Murder, James.
Why? I can't even... You lost me the first half. Yeah. Why haven't you changed my bed sheets? I'll stand up. I mean, obviously, I'll get sat back down. Yeah. But in that moment, I'll stand up. And then to finish it off... The confidence. It's New Year's Eve. Fuck does that mean to me?
Family. I'm going to start the year fresh. Can't you see I want to start the year clean and fresh?
Fuck. I can't hear stuff like that. Bro. Can't you see I want to start the year clean and fresh?
It's... Some of the stuff I've been told is so barbaric, bro.
Can't you see? I want to start the year clean and fresh. Change my bed sheets. Wow. Barbaric. I couldn't hear that in a Nigerian accent.
Oh, brother.
It'll spin me.
Brother.
It'll
spin me. It's so barbaric, man.
Oh. It'll spin me, bro.
The chores they give us. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Dad Math is taking the money that was given to you by a relative and saying they're gonna hold it for you. Been there so many times.
Oh, bro.
So many times.
Bro, literally.
Dad Math is asking me the same math question whilst there's tears in my eyes. Oh, fuck. That's bullying. Bro. That's just bullying. Whilst there's tears in my eyes.
That's jarring.
The next one.
Good.
Dad Math is having kids with multiple women and expecting everyone to have one happy family.
Dads, yeah. Dads have a sense of delusion that doesn't... They demand respect in every facet.
Factual.
So if my four baby mums are not getting along,
yeah,
where do you, man, get the audacity?
That's facts.
Yeah. I work 12 hours a day.
Facts. I provide for all of you.
Shut
up and get along. Yeah.
Shut up. You're going to put me in an early grave.
Facts. You, man, don't want that.
Yeah.
Who's going
to
provide?
And then when I was 17 kids, I'm complaining. No one ever comes to see me. No one ever comes to see me, bro.
Yeah,
that's all I've done for you, man.
Oh, God. All right, I got a few more to go.
Oh, God, yeah.
Mum math is them having a bad dream, so you can't go out.
Oh, I've never had that one, but I've heard it. That's crazy.
Mum/dad math is not letting you stay out late, but comfortably sending you to another country to study. That's me.
To be fair, that's
me.
I mean, the way you, man, say that so comfortably has always spun me.
Oh, we've got sent to wherever to study.
Yeah, like the fact that like you're strict in this household, but you're willing to send me across the world.
Yeah, facts.
By myself.
Facts, bro. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's factual. It's just factual. Yeah, it is crazy.
Jesus.
Mum math is beating your kids before church and wondering why they won't praise the Lord.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Mum math. Bad grades equals early pregnancy. Coming home late from school, early pregnancy. Sleeping in, early pregnancy. Oh shit. All right, two more.
Okay, my head's pounding, bro.
Dad math is them lecturing you about what they've achieved when they're in your age after giving you an ass whooping.
100. All dads have won a gold medal in the Olympics by age 11.
Oh, facts. But you know when I was your age, I've done...
Yeah,
oh,
bro.
Come on,
when
bro.
I was your age, I was walking miles to school.
When you were my age, it was like 1974.
Bro.
So relax.
Yeah, literally.
I don't want to be your age at that year, so relax.
Literally.
Oh, God, it's jarring. Anyway, last one. Dad math. Always broke for his kids, but manages to send money back home.
Interesting.
Damn.
Interesting.
Damn. But yeah, that was mum dad math.
This was literally foreign mum and dad math.
Yeah, facts.
This is like Yeah. First generation immigrant. Yeah. Mum and dad math.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. I was locked in. I
want to hear white mum and dad math.
Mm. All right.
That's roses.
Oh, is it?
I reckon. I remember, mine was white, but Irish white's a different white.
Yeah, it's not rosy.
Yeah.
It's more thorny.
Irish white's a different white. It's more thorny. Yeah, bro.
Jokes.
Wow. Right. Welcome. Cool. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, I was going to say, I just literally said welcome.
Oh, welcome, guys. Thank you for being with us. As always, we need you to head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Yes, sir.
Contribute a nice £3 a month.
10p a day.
And be a top boy or a top girl.
Yes, sir. Because
if you're not a top boy, what are you?
Bottom boy. Sorry, I wasn't on. Bottom boy. I'm here now. Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm here.
Wow.
I'm here. I clocked it like 3 seconds late. But I'm here.
If you're not a top boy, you're a bottom boy. Freaks is moving like a bottom boy.
Soz.
Anyway, patreon.com/shitsandgigs, £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the Peter S&G.
Yes, sir.
Get all the exclusive episodes over there every single Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Years and years and years worth of backlog if you're like a little binge.
4 years to be exact.
4 years of backlog if you're like a little bingy wingy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel.
Facts.
If you're listening to us, leave a nice review. Remski, trash news, please, sir.
A priest broke his seal of confession to put a cheating wife on blast to her husband.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear indeed.
Oh, dear. Huh? He broke some rules and he's going to hell.
Bro, yeah. Where's the, what's the word I'm looking for? The
confidentiality?
Yeah, bro.
Fam, non-existent.
Priest, lawyer, like, you can't be spilling my stuff.
Fam, check it. A priest violated his confession seal in order to inform the husband about an unfaithful wife. The woman was in a true dilemma and believed that Reddit was the only place where she could get help. The cheating woman went to the legal counsel subreddit to see if she could file a lawsuit against her priest. She posted about cheating on her husband while traveling for work in 2022. Mary didn't feel especially bad about it at the time since she and her husband were on a shaky ground.
Raw. So you post about it.
So she posted it on Beyonce's internet. Okay. But then came to her senses and she immediately felt horrible about the situation. So she decided to come clean to the priest. As part of her penance, the priest told her that she had to tell her husband what had happened. Naturally, this is not a simple undertaking. So she paused to consider her options. So instead of checking in with the cheating wife, the priest felt that he needed to update and spoke with her and her husband instead. I can't even
remember. Wow.
She returned home one evening to discover him violently tossing her belongings out of their bedroom. Right. She deduced what had happened. My whole world is exploding because I thought confession was supposed to be private, she wrote. Does this priest have any kind of liability or responsibility?
Bro, that's a good dilemma, I'm not gonna lie.
It is an interesting dilemma.
It's interesting.
I feel like
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Flakes,
talk to me,
bro. Tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know.
Mid.
Sometimes I'm excited. Sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know. I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues.
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah. I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod. It's very interesting. Someone comment, a priest violating his code. Never heard that one before. Facts.
Wow.
Priests are renowned for doing stuff. Is the least of it.
Yeah.
But I feel like in that aspect, you don't necessarily. Anyway, continue. I don't know, man.
Well, He said he only spoke to the husband because he needed an update. So it sounded like he assumed that the husband knew. Whether or not it sounded like I'm just checking in because I want an update about what's going on. Not like it's your business for an update. Yeah,
definitely not your business.
But the way it's premised here is that he wasn't spilling her confession. It was a case of she'd confessed. He's saying, if you want to be forgiven by the Lord, you best go tell your husband. He assumed she wanted her to get forgiven by the Lord. So so instead of checking in with the cheating wife, the priest felt the need, felt he needed an update and spoke with her husband instead. So it didn't sound like you don't know this and she confessed this to me, but she's been cheating on you. It sounded like he said, so how do you feel after your wife told you?
Yeah, but it's also like, you're not a therapist. You shouldn't.
Some people, I promise you, some people treat priests as therapists.
I get that, but I also feel like, I don't think, well, I have no idea because I've never been to a priest in this manner or whatever, but I also feel like a priest shouldn't be asking the questions.
Mm.
You should let whoever come into the room confess and speak and then listen and then like add tidbits as and when.
Right.
Add Hail Marys, add prayers. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
A priest shouldn't, I as the husband shouldn't come into a church, sit down and a priest would tell me, so what's the update on you and your cheating wife? Do you see what I'm saying?
That's yeah.
I think, I don't know, bro, this is his flock. I think you'll be surprised because the priest, it doesn't say here that he told the husband in the confession box.
True, okay.
That makes it worse, no?
No, because he could have just seen the husband on Sunday.
Mm. Yeah.
And gone over to him and been like, because the open plane, like, I agree with what you were saying, if it was in the confession box.
If the husband went
in the confession box and was speaking, then he's like, oh, by the way, how did this go? That's not how it's supposed to go. But if it's just his flock, people go to priests with issues all the time and they want the priest's advice on this, that, and the other.
Mm.
So he's probably confident to be like, you must be really hurting right now.
Mm.
How are you coping?
He's like, what the fuck?
And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, obviously, Sarah. And Donnie.
Banging guys on Reddit.
Yeah, facts. Banging guys and talking about it on Reddit.
Yeah.
How you feeling? And I said, what? And he said, what?
Facts.
I told her she's going to hell if she doesn't tell
me. Yeah, facts. He's pulling his collar like, raw.
Oh, she wants hell.
She wants hell. Say less. My bad.
Yeah, right. So I'm playing devil's advocate, obviously. But yeah, if it's premised that way, I can see that he hasn't really broken any oaths.
Mm. I guess
in that scenario, yeah, I agree. But I definitely assumed it was the way Fwaig said.
Same, yeah. Because I'm looking at the picture. I'm seeing how it is. I'm just deeping as it's in a confession box.
This confession box pick here is like just.
This thing's ingrained in me.
Yeah. Like he's literally whispering to my man right there, like
your fam.
So what going with your wife?
What going with your cheating wife?
I'd make a terrible priest. I'm telling everyone's business. There's not a wife in there that can come and tell me she's cheat.
There's not a wife
in that flock that she can tell me she's a cheat and I'm not going to tell her, man. There's not a single one.
Why?
You wouldn't have a congregation anymore.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't have anyone following me.
Because I like sleep. I like peace, bro. I'm not finding this stuff out. Plus, first of all, don't cheat.
Mm.
Second of all, don't tell me you cheated, posted it on Reddit, and I'm the criminal.
Yeah, facts.
You told the internet, so it's free. As far as I'm concerned, it's free game.
Facts.
If you're posting it online, it's free game.
Facts.
But yeah, it's a bit mad. At the same time, the confidence that she has to be like, I'm trying to sue this priest.
Mm.
Does someone help me? No one should be helping you do anything.
Facts. Mm. You posted it on Reddit, for goodness sake.
Yeah, you don't get to cheat on your husband, post it on Reddit, and then when shit comes to bite you in the ass, you be like, fuck this priest.
Yeah.
This is your cake, bro. Eat it.
Well, so what did the comments say?
There you go. Don't cheat at all.
Oh, here we go. Would you have done the same thing if it was the husband? Shut up, man.
She's more worried about how priests...
her priest vows instead of her own. Facts.
Mm.
Oh, that's a twist of Rooney.
Facts.
That's a twist of Rooney.
Facts.
Never been so close to hitting a like. Jesus. That's facts.
Can't feel bad for a person that cheats, but the priest did break the vow, so both got it wrong. Don't cheat, only confess to God, not humans.
Mm.
What? Oh.
Why don't they do that when one of their homies touches children?
All right, next.
Next segue. Yeah.
Charge. It's a family show.
So I've got a dilemma.
All right, hit me, bro.
So I found this one. Well, someone, I didn't find it. Someone sent it to, a few people sent this to me from the old classic Six Brown Chicks page.
Okay.
They get the juiciest dilemmas.
They do.
I'm not going to lie. They deserve their flowers because we've been asking for dilemmas for years now and we've had some juicy ones.
Yeah.
But these man, they're consistent with their juice.
They do. They do. Always. Always. It's wild.
So props to them.
Yeah.
Right. This one.
All right, hit me.
I left my wife of 23 years for a younger woman who works at the car wash.
Jesus. He saw a fantasy and ran with it.
I left my wife for a 23-year-old woman. Sorry.
23 years.
23 years.
For a younger woman.
For a younger woman who works at the car wash.
Jesus.
I tell her about life, show her around, etc. I spend a little money on her, not too much.
Irrelevant information.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant information.
I love when people speckle dust of deceit.
Yeah, and just everywhere. Like,
trying to distract me with stuff. Get to the point, bro.
Facts.
I noticed she had my number saved under wisdom on her phone.
That shows age difference already. I'm unattracted already.
Under wisdom on her phone.
Flipping
out. I figured she called me wisdom because I teach her so much about life. My 18-year-old daughter sent me a TikTok video of that my young girlfriend made. In the video, she said, "I'm so poor. I'm fucking an old man who's shaped like a wisdom tooth."
No! What a plot twist.
Fam, "I'm so poor. I'm fucking an old man who's shaped like a wisdom tooth. And he has the audacity to be cheap. Where do I go from here? Confront her or just move on? I'm hurt and embarrassed. Advice."
There is no advice. Wow.
A TikTok. Not even a tweet, bro.
She didn't care.
TikTok.
Didn't care if he saw it.
My daughter sent it to me.
It's your fault. Why are you leaving your wife of 23 years for a fucking car wash lady? It's your fault.
Facts.
It's your fault. You reap what you sow, my dude.
She has nothing to do but make TikToks.
Facts, bro. Facts, bro. You reap what you... Oh, my days. Man's asking for help.
Bro, advice. I left my wife and this new thing is
embarrassing
me on TikTok. She said I look like a wisdom tooth.
That? Women are so specific.
Do you know what a wisdom tooth looks like? It's fat and it's got two little legs. That's crazy, bro. It's fat on top and it's got two skinny little legs.
A man said, "I'm saved as wisdom." Is it because of
my- I teach her so much about life.
Wow.
Oh, it's because man's fat on top.
Yeah, that's a spinaroonie, like you said. Wow.
What do I do?
There's nothing you can do, my
bro.
My good sir, it's charged.
Yeah.
The fact that your daughter had to send that to you.
Yeah, address your midlife crisis and move on.
Facts. That's such secondhand embarrassment as the child. I would never want to see that.
I'm so poor. I'm dating an old man who's shaped like a wisdom tooth.
And he's cheap too.
And he has the audacity to be cheap.
The audacity.
The audacity
to be cheap is relentless.
Bro, me and my...
Oh God.
If I find myself a bachelor at 60,
yeah,
and there's a young teen that wants it,
mm.
and I'm gassed, mm. and I find TikToks of her saying, "I'm dating a man who's, oh, I can't even say it.
He's shaped like a wisdom tooth."
My hand will shake and shake and shake.
I crack the iPhone 16. I crack it in my hand.
My 18-year-old showed me this. She's been seeing it.
Facts, bro.
I couldn't click on the comments.
You can never.
Yeah.
You can never.
That's that moment I would stare at myself in the mirror for hours.
You would. It's one of them ones where I wouldn't discuss it with my daughter or my child or whatever, but I would also know she's got the leverage for years.
Yeah.
To come.
She gets what she wants.
She gets what she wants.
She gets what she wants, and I'm hitting the gym.
Facts, because I've embarrassed my surname.
Bro. She has to move. She has this story until the day she dies. When people ask about her dad, this is what will come to her mind.
Wow, factual. Factual.
He left my mum after 23 years of marriage for a car wash chick. And I found out that she was cussing him on TikTok. Said he's shaped like a wisdom tooth.
I would find what's that thing where you like go away from your parents? What's it called?
Like emancipation?
I'd emancipate.
Yeah.
I'd have to emancipate.
If you're the daughter.
I can't be tied with that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You can't.
I can't be
tied with that.
That's bonkers, bro.
It's
the worst level of embarrassment I've ever heard.
It's the worst thing, bro, because I can, forward thinking, I can see the midlife crisis.
Yeah.
And I can see, I thought I was down and out. And this young thing wants me. She wants me. Only to be told on the internet that I'm a fucking joke. And I've got the audacity to be cheap.
That last bar, the audacity to be cheap. It's not, bro, my fault. It's not my choice.
Bro, you think old and rich just... Yeah.
They collate.
I'm just old.
Yeah, facts.
I'm just old, bro.
Damn. She wanted that silver fox.
Oh, bro. I'm so poor. And she's using me as an example of how sad her life is.
Facts.
Do you know how horrible that is?
Facts.
She's using me as an example to say, look how bad my life is.
Look at what I'm doing.
This is my man. Everyone feels sorry for me. He's shaped like a tooth.
That's crazy.
That's, bro. That's nuts.
That is nuts.
Yeah, no.
What a good dilemma. What dilemma
it's
solved.
Yeah, it's a juicy one. Right, so we've got a thread.
Yep.
Everyone's been sending me this thread all week.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I'm going to address. One thing I'm going to address before we do this thread is that this is another South African thread, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, so let's clear the air with you, man.
Let's clear the air, facts.
Because this week you might have been getting carried away.
Facts.
So, last time we did a South African thread, me and Fia had mentioned that half of the thread was in English and half of it wasn't, right? Yeah. So we said that it was gibberish. Mm. Now, there's a mishap here in intended use of the word gibberish.
Facts.
We use gibberish for everything.
Yeah.
If I hear someone with a dry accent, that's gibberish.
Mm.
That's just noise.
Yeah.
If someone's speaking overly intellectually to me and I can't understand it, you're speaking gibberish. If I'm in France, gibberish. Spain, gibberish.
Yeah.
When I saw that you man thought that we were saying that your mother tongue is gibberish, fam, this is actually dread. Let me actually do this because I was alone in my bed and I had to, I'm not gonna lie to you, man, I was so confused I had to Google what gibberish actually meant.
Family, someone on Twitter reposted the video and then someone quote tweeted that and saying, I can't believe they called it gibberish, blah, 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 and put the definition under
fam,
it.
Yeah. I had to Google what the definition of gibberish meant because I thought, there's no way a nation is this angry.
A nation!
There's no way an entire nation is this angry about saying gibberish. Yeah. I call everything gibberish and no one said anything. What does it mean? Because gibberish just means I don't understand.
Yeah, mumble.
Yeah. Gibberish just means I don't understand bro.
Yeah.
So when I read it, I was like, bro, when I read gibberish, noun, unintelligible.
Oh God.
Meaningless.
Oh God.
Bro, nonsense.
Oh God.
When I read that, I was like, raw.
Okay, my bad.
Raw. Apologies.
You're strong.
My bad. If you man thought that that we were saying that your language is meaningless
and unintelligible. Come on.
Bro,
man.
We're sorry.
We are sorry.
Obviously, we did not, we're not saying that.
Jeez.
Fucking hell. Bro, when I read that, I was like, raw. So, all seriousness, guys, if you genuinely thought that's what we meant and that's how you took it, our sincerest apologies. We would never, ever, ever say that your mother tongue is unintelligible or meaningless.
Facts.
The way we use the word, it just means I don't understand.
Facts.
That's literally it. So again, apologies. We love you, South Africa. Oh, another thing. I need to hold my hands up.
Well done.
I said that man was speaking Swahili.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
That's Kenyan. I'm sure. Is it Kenyan?
It's they're East African. I had to Google that too.
Yeah, I think it's Kenyan.
You man have put me on game this week because... That's just what I thought.
Yeah.
That's just what I thought.
When you said it, I wasn't sure, but I also didn't have the balls to correct
you.
Because I wasn't, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I didn't know.
It was one of them ones where, it's one of them ones where like, I was also saying it to say it.
Mm.
I wasn't actually,
I know what you mean.
I didn't know where, I didn't know who said Swahili. Swahili. Mm. I just said it. Mm. Again, didn't mean to be offensive. Mm. I just said it. Mm. So then I had to Google what language they speak in South Africa. First of all, it's like 26.
Mm.
Oh yeah, there's a few.
Bare dialects.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, bro. Yeah. So again, if you were offended by that, sorry.
I'm sure one is like Kosa or something like that.
Fam?
Yeah, like XHSA or something.
Yeah. Bare.
Yeah.
But anyway, guys, Let's have a clean slate.
Yeah. We love you. We love you. Man. Come on.
We
man.
Didn't mean it. Please don't be vexed.
Come on, man.
But yeah, you might have juicy, juicy threads as well. So let's not burn bridges.
Facts.
Let's not start burning bridges.
Because you guys provide the content. We just spread the word.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
right, start us off.
The title of the thread is that phase where you slowly start hating your girlfriend is crazy.
This might be one of the funniest threads.
It's one of the funniest threads I've ever seen in my entire life.
Bro, I was in the barber's screenshotting once to say for the show, like holding my breath.
Yeah.
I was in the chair holding my breath so I don't fuck my line up. It's hilarious.
Yeah, bro. It's fact, right? You can kick us off and then we're just going to run it.
All
right.
You'll be wondering why your day is going so well. Her battery died.
Bro. Oh my God. This is nuts. You'll be having a bad day and when she hugs you, it becomes even worse. That's nuts, bro. Oh my God. Oh. Then someone commented under that, her hug feels like you're getting mugged.
Yo.
No.
Man said, I remember this one time on a weekend, she said she was coming. Yo, I cried.
Yeah. Bro, Donnie said, pretending to be asleep and murmuring her girl best friend's name in a sexy way so that she gets a reason to leave.
Oh my days, bro.
That's insanity.
That is insanity.
Because you're risking a broken nose.
You're risking a broken a lot of things. That's insanity.
Yeah, facts.
When she says, talk to me, and you know she's not worth the effort, so you just tell her it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough. She's not worth the effort. Talk to me, you know? Bro, when her kisses start to feel like being licked by a dog.
Wow.
Bro.
Nah, this one. It's a comment and then it's a screenshot of a text message. It says, when you know deep down, this isn't a typo. And then the text says, I wish you were her.
Yeah. Oh, and then comment here.
Here.
Yeah. Bro, slight pause in this. The reason this is so funny is because all brers know this feeling.
Oh yeah, facts.
It's not always with a girlfriend. Mm. It could just be with a ting.
Ting, yes, yes, yes.
And this
yes,
ties
yes,
into
yes.
that PNC mentality
yes,
as well.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you're
yes,
just like,
yes.
don't touch me. Don't speak to me.
I'm done with
bro,
you.
Bro, when you wake up and see that good morning, handsome, and you're just like, fuck off.
Facts, bro.
Fuck off. Facts, what is bro. This? I'm not handsome to you.
Facts.
I'm not your handsome.
I'm not your man.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. Bro, you're butters, bro. Stop. Have I been banging you for 3 months? Yes.
But
am I over it?
Yes.
Bro.
Oh God.
When you're wondering why you're having such a peaceful day and it turns out she was giving you the silent treatment. That's, brutal.
When you keep messing up on purpose so that she gives you a reason to break up and she keeps forgiving you. Damn.
Jarring. Fam, this one, when you receive her text and it's like a debit order. Fam, a text from your girl is like someone asking you for money.
Oh, my days. Oh. You'll be ghosting her and she will still be texting you like, I just want to make sure you're okay. You can talk to me. I'd want to throw my phone.
Bro, this one was the craziest one. When you have to spit on her back to pretend that you came because she doesn't turn you on anymore.
That's uncalled
for. That's actually beyond out of order.
Yeah, that's uncalled for.
That's too far. That one had replies.
I can imagine.
That one had replies,
I can imagine.
Bro.
This one, you start asking yourself things like, does she have to chew when she eats?
Yeah. Bro, the infuriation. Wow.
Oh,
when you open a text thinking it's from the woman you actually want, but it's from her.
Oh.
Oh.
Savage. When she holds your hand in public and you feel like cutting it off.
Yeah.
Oh.
That made me snort.
Oh my God.
Wow. Oh my God. Where she says, I'll call you when I get home. Then you switch off your phone and remove the battery.
They're removing the battery in Brazy. He doesn't want to communicate with anyone.
There's no chance you're getting through to me. Remove the battery.
Brazy.
Oh.
Right. When you walk past a group of niggas with her on purpose and no one tries to take her off your hands.
That's a next level. When you no longer have an ego about her, that's another level. Fam, this one. This one might be the same as yours. When the problem asks you what the problem is.
Oh,
no.
This one?
No.
When her smile takes away yours.
Nah! I can't breathe!
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, God.
This is the funniest
When you decide to unlock your phone so she could check anytime. Oh, my God.
Sometimes having a girlfriend is like having an op you're forced to see.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
I think I'm done.
Same, bro.
I think I'm done, bro.
Wow.
Wow.
Thread.
What a thread, man.
Wow.
What a thread.
Woo, what a day.
Right, we're going to leave the episode there for you guys.
Yeah, guys.
Thank you very much.
Facts.
Again, SA, we love you. Mm. We're sorry.
We do love you with all our hearts.
With all our hearts, bro.
All our hearts.
That was a tough week. Some guy said... Man, some guy commented on one of our videos.
Yeah.
These man think my tongue is gibberish, yeah? Well, take this. And he started spitting bars.
Yeah.
I had to translate all of them. Basically, suck your mum.
Oh, swear.
And I said, raw! Suck your mum.
Jesus.
It was nuts.
Oh, my days.
Anyway, guys, thank you for today.
Facts.
It's been good.
Always.
Love, love.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Love.
Gang, gang, gang.
Bless.